men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Unveiling Kingdom Expansion, Part 1. Let's turn our Bibles very quickly to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. Habakkuk is after Genesis, before Matthew, somewhere in between. I'm going to start reading from verse 12. You thought you were smart media. I got you there. From verse 12. Now, how terrible, what sorrow awaits you who build cities with money gained through mud and corruption. Verse 13. Has not the Lord of heaven's armies promised that the wealth of nations will turn to ashes? They work so hard, but all in vain. Now verse 14 together, everybody. For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. Isaiah 52, verse 12, New King James. Isaiah 52, verse 12. He said, 58, verse 12. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Let's read it together, everybody. One, two, read. Those from, I don't like the way you are reading it. One, two, read. Build up the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Matthew chapter 3. Verse 2. Let's start from verse 1. He said, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, Matthew 4, quickly. Matthew 4. Verse 16. The people who sat in darkness, please take note of the word darkness, have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach. Don't forget. And John came preaching. Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's go again. Act 2. Take note of Act 1, 2. Take note of these verses of scriptures. We'll explain a number of things around them. Act 1, 2. Let's start from verse 1. From verse 1. Still stay in King James. He said, the former account I made, O Theophilus, take note of this. of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Next verse. Until the day he was in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandment to the apostles whom he had chosen. Now see what he said. He said, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many fallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Last verse, Acts of Apostles chapter 28. We read from verse 31. Acts 28. Let's start from 30. He said, then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house, received all who came to him. Everybody, verse 31, together loudly, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which pertains or concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Father, this is your word. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus, the Son of the living God, I bow in submission to the authority of your word. There is an anointing that accompanies the preaching and teaching of your word. Let that anointing be strong in my lips. Let the heart of your people be receptive to your word. I break every bound of oppression. I break every veil of religion. And I come against every opposition of darkness. I ask, oh God, that your word will come with precision, with eloquence, with power, with authority, such that we liberate your people. I set up a platform for your move even tonight. Let every word that I will speak be pillars and be light. Let it penetrate the heart of your people. I rebuke every power of darkness. Get out in the name of Jesus. I pray that Jesus will be glorified and everyone here will be edified. In Jesus' name we pray. Now let me begin by saying that every product is better understood by the manufacturer. I want you to follow me. I understand that a number of you, perhaps this might be your first time of coming to Believers Congress. This might be your first time of sitting under this kind of atmosphere. I mean, I understand that a number of you may have been following through some of the teachings and then instructions that God has been helping me to unfold. But tonight, I wanted to bypass every knowledge prior to this time you thought you had. One of the things that will benefit you in this camp is that I want your heart to be like the heart of a child. I want you to open up your heart as though you have not heard these things before. Because one of the things, I mean two things, we're going to be doing in Believers Congress 2024 is that we're going to be teaching and we are going to be praying. Now the reason why we are going to be teaching is because we are coming into a season where if you are not seasoned in the word of God, you will be defeated and you will be made limited by the lies that have been peddled around. Please follow me. We are coming into a time where there will be massive confusion, even among believers in the body of Christ. For some of you that are quite familiar with some of the things that have been happening currently, for those of you that are so close to the internet space, today you hear a man of God say something, next tomorrow you hear another man of God counter it, and then the other day you hear a new man of God come to buttress it. Am I communicating? Do you observe that? And one thing that is happening is that some of these bloggers and some of these content creators, what they do is that they go to some statements some men of God made some years ago and begin to compare it to some statements another man of God makes. And then if you are that kind of Christian that does not understand the truth, you will be confused. I don't know if you have been in that space. You know, one of the things I thank God for currently is the fact that a number of us have been established in the truth. Because the Bible says, if you don't forget, he said in the last days, men are going to be lovers of themselves. One of the things the Bible says is that there will be in the lies. There will be increase. There will be distortion. And even Satan, the Bible says, will show up like an agent of light. So you must know this, that we are coming into those times. Tell your neighbor, we are in those times. Tell your neighbor, we are in those times. And there are three things you can't afford to be in this time. You may please write them down. One of the first things you can't afford to be in this time is to be religious. I can't afford to be religious in this time, because religion don't fail. The thing, not the work again. Listen to this. You can't afford to be religious. Number two, you can't afford to be indifferent. You can't afford to just be, like some people say, I don't know which side safe, I suppose they. We not even know the one make we believe. Am I communicating? Have you been in that state where you listen to a podcast, or you listen to, you watched a broadcast, or you listen to a conversation that somebody spoke, and then another person now counters it, and then you are listening to the two of them are sounding like the truth, and all of a sudden I said, now only God now I know you've been in that situation before, but you must understand that is not a good place to be. If God is the only one that knows and you don't know, then why are you in God? This is not the time for you to be indifferent, and this is not the time for you to be biased. Number three. It is not the time to be religious. Religion is an old version of seeking God. All through the month of August, I've been spending so much time teaching on religion. The other day, I was able to establish that religion is the junction you stop when you don't progress into depth in your relationship with God. I'll say that again. Religion is the junction you stop, the place you stay when you don't go into depth in your relationship with God. So you must understand that everyone who seeks to know God will be faced with the possibilities of being religious. I'll say that again. Anyone and everyone who seek to know God, because one of the foundations of religion is that there is a deity. Every religious person believes in the existence of a supernatural being. Please follow me. Number two, every individual, every human being on earth has but a void that only God can fill. I'll say that again. Every human has a void. Wealth can't feel it. Are you with me? Wealth can't feel it. Sex feel it. Fame can't feel it. Trapped on the inside of every human is a void. And the truth is this, that void was created because your great, 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 great grandfather was disconnected from God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, and God breathed into man, and man became a living being. So it was the breath of God that gave man existence. So if the breath of God gave man existence, it is the life of God that can sustain that existence. Are you here? You didn't hear what I just said. The Bible says, and God breathed into man. God, he did not command wind to breathe into man. No, he didn't command the ocean to produce man. If you remember, when it was time for God to produce fish, he said, let the waters bring fish out. So God did not mold a fish and put it inside water to give it life. Are we here? But the Bible says when it came to man, God did not call man forth. God sat down and said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness. Listen, in content, man is God. In expression, man should be God. You didn't hear what I said? in content, the inside of man is God formed. The expression of man is God powered. Someone hear what I said. The inside of man is God molded, is God created, is God formed. But the expression of man is God powered. It means for your life to have relevance, there must be a God that is powering it. So the absence of a God powering your life will make you to become empty, a void. You will get to a point where money will no longer satisfy you. The reason why some of you think that all you need right now, somebody may be saying, Pastor, you don't understand. This, you know, all I just need is money. As a matter of fact, if you can give me money now, all my problem is solved. I tell you that that's not the truth. Because even Amanosia, how many of you have worked so hard to buy an expensive phone, expensive shoe, or something really expensive, and after 3 days you feel like changing it? Are you here? Have you been there before? You didn't get what I said. I'll explain it again. How many of you have gotten to a point you saved so much money to buy something, and then 1 week after you bought it, you saw another one that is better than it that you want to buy? Now, so life be. The more you come, the more you want to come. The more you have, the more you want to have. The more you pursue, the more you want to pursue. But you must understand that there is a place of deep satisfaction. There is a place of deep contentment. It is not in the physical, because you were first spiritual before you became physical. You didn't get what I said. When it was time to make fish, God said, water, spill fish out. But when it was time to make Stephen Enoko, God had to sit down in the confine of heaven and begin to model a spiritual personality. So the truth is this: you were first spiritual before you got the physical life. So religion is an attempt to satisfy that which is spiritual with that which is physical. Types and symbols, patterns and customs, traditions and then rituals. And that's why it is a search that will never end. Religion is a journey you can never finish. But the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus decided that you have stayed too much around the circumference of religion and decided to set up believers 2024, so that when you come in here, you won't stay religious anymore. The good thing about this camp is that after this camp, you can't even be religious, because the light of relationship will so shine in your heart. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Religion is a circle that never ends. You can never be satisfied. But the good thing about it is that God programmed religion such that when you have gotten to the end of yourself, when you get to that point, say, God, I don't tire. God said, now you are ready for me. Because the reality is this: your real life is not your making. Your real life is not your agenda. Your real life is not your intention. If God created you, God has your expressions. He knows what fits your life. He knows what's good for you. And that's why one of the things that God will be doing in this camp is that purpose will be uncovered. You must understand this, that as long as you are outside of purpose, you are bought in an asylum. You will just be living just to live. You will just be existing in a form. But when purpose is discovered, like Apostle Paul, you remember, he said, I was obedient to the traditions of my father. He said, but when the call came, when the light shined, he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly calling. And there is something about Apostle Paul. He said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You must understand, before he said that, he said, all these I count as dung. Listen, if you don't dung some things, you cannot go deep in God. I don't know if you get me. Maybe I'm too fast for some people, but please just bear with me. This religion will keep you busy, because Because you will think in it you have God, but the Bible says you deny the power of God. Don't forget what I said. Your real expression must be backed by a spiritual power. Tell your neighbor, spiritual power. So what is the secret of spiritual power? The secret of spiritual power is not in religion. The secret of spiritual power is not in rituals. I'll introduce someone to you. There is a man in the Bible, Acts of Apostles chapter 10. They call this man Cornelius. This man, as far as we are concerned, was religious. But in every of his religion, there was still a space in his heart for the true God. No matter how far you go in life, please don't settle for religion. Don't get to a point where you get satisfied with the title that your church gave to you. What do I mean? No. Let me make it so simple. The moment your life gets satisfied with the things that man made, you are religious. You didn't get me. The moment you get to a point in life where the things that man made satisfies you, bros, now religion you deal. Because the real satisfaction is in the understanding of your spiritual realities. As the deep pants for the water, so my soul pants for you. The Bible says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind. He said, I press. Now, man, I mean, look up. This was a man, according to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, is standing the law blameless. Bring it up, media. Maybe I'm talking too much. Let the scripture talk to you. He said, concerning the law. Do you know what it means? That guy don't keep all the Ten Commandments and all the ordinances that accompanied it. He said, I was a Pharisee. In other words, Apostle Paul was the one administrating the curriculum of Phariseeism. The guy good, come. He said, you never reach here. May you stay there for 6. I'll be 5. He was explaining his credentials. He said, I was circumcised on the 8th day. I mean, Apostle Paul kept the covenant God gave to Abraham. 2, he kept the covenant God gave to Moses, but yet there was still void in his life. There is someone listening to me right now. The whole year you have been walking, the whole year you have been going to church, the whole year you have been serving God, but there is still something that is telling you something is missing. Anytime in your life, something in you is telling you something is missing, it is God calling you to a higher place of relationship. You didn't hear what I just said. You know, I told you that man was made from the God entity. So man can never find identity outside the God entity. The substance from which you were made came from God. So it means any fulfillment you will have in life must be tied to God. You didn't hear what I said? I'll say it again. The substance. You must understand that for the one that is a baker that bake cake, one of the most important ingredients of the cake baking is the flour. For the woman that prepares jollof rice, whether the Ghanaian jollof rice or the Nigerian jollof rice, one of the most important ingredients is the rice. There cannot be a jollof rice if there is no rice. Can I tell you the truth? There cannot be a fulfillment if there is no God that is the God of fulfillment. You were not called to existence. You were crafted into existence. Somebody took time to fashion you. And you think he did that for you to just come and live life, marry, born children, and die? I call the devil a liar. There is a superior purpose for you which you were created. Apostle Paul had all of these. I mean, in our days, Apostle Paul will be called the Archbishop. the Pope, as it were. If he was in, he would be called, what's their name? A sheikh. These big people that have so high in the journey. Sheikh Imam. These are scholars. Listen, Apostle Paul was not just only a Jew or an Hebrew. Apostle Paul was a teacher of the law. A teacher of the law. And you see, he was not just a teacher of the law. He was a keeper of the law. Check the next verse. Concerning seer, kamano seer teledaya. Shatopa. Lord, in this camp, intercept the life of the zealous. For you to even have come to this camp, it means there is something about God in your life. I honor it. But my prayer for you is that in this camp, your zeal will not be a zeal that is void of knowledge. You must understand that there is a zeal that is void of knowledge. For the rest of my life, I don't want to be zealous for that which is religious. There are some people, they spend their life. Sometimes, I respect the grace of God in his life. But sometimes I look at my dad, the kind of devotion he gives to religion. I wish I can have that kind of strength. Some of you looking at your mom, your dad, your parents, these people are so loyal to religion. And I wish sometimes they can just have a glimpse of some of the things we have. Someone was sharing with me some days ago. He said, I wish my parents can come into a glimpse of some of the things I know. These people can sacrifice their life. Even at their old age, they can still fast for 21 days, for 40 days, because someone told them they need to do that for their sins to be forgiven. Zealous, but for the wrong cause. I wish they can turn over that zeal and use it to expand the kingdom. And you see, some of them think that they're actually expanding the kingdom. But during the course of this camp, I promise you something. You'll be able to differentiate a religious zeal for the excellency of knowing Christ. There is a difference, because you can't partner with someone you don't know. That is partnership gone wrong. You can't. To rediscover means to find out or reclaim what you once knew. I put it to you, at the start of your Christian walk, your Christianity was pure. Your Christianity was undiluted. It was God or no one else. But because you got into the wrong system, you got into the wrong company, your zeal and innocence was tampered with by the devotion of religion. We all started from there. Remember, there were days you would lock yourself in your room and say, God, if you don't speak to me, I go nowhere. And yet he will speak. But after some while, it was no longer about God. Now it was about the title. See, children, we need to go to church so that they don't go say we don't backslide. I need to pay this money so that they don't go say I don't pour. Religion is doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. You didn't hear what I said. You're doing what is right. The reason you are doing it is wrong. You see this church, now we build them. If we come out, the church go fall. I call that devil a liar. The last time I checked, the church is built on the revelation of the personality and character of Jesus. The church is not built on your small theology. And that was why when God was to send Jesus, he didn't bring Jesus from the Levitical priesthood. You see, I don't know how God they do things. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. One of the characteristics of truly religious people, they are internally sad. They are internally sad. You know, I mentioned to you in church some days ago that one of the qualities of religious people is spiritual pride. But another problem with spiritual people is they are very judgmental. Now, let me tell you, with religious people, sorry. One of the problems with religious people is they are very judgmental. Now, why is it they are judgmental? There is an emptiness in them, but they need your own fall to fill that emptiness. You didn't get what I said. Play the tape again. You will know what I just said. If you've been around religious people, there is something about them. You know, they're always, there is this joy they have when they announce in church that a young lady committed fornication and they suspend her. You know, some people, at least I don't see who I better pass. The problem with religion is that it does not compete with God's best, but it envies human's best. And so it gets to a point where serving God is no longer about God. Serving God is now about the title. I checked something one day. I'm not talking about what someone told me. I saw a man and his name was Evangelist Prophet Doctor. He now put JP at the end. I said, what are those titles all about? But that's their dignity and pride. Because one thing about religion is that it wants to satisfy you here on earth because it knows you don't have any other place you are going. You didn't get what I just said. The power of God is in this camp and no veil is thin. If Apostle Paul never encountered the light, I believe he would have thought he was doing the best. He was zealous. As a matter of fact, can I tell you, one of the problems with religion is that it kills people in the heart. Religious people are silent killers. And that's why they cannot on the panel. Can I tell you the truth? Tell them to pray. Can we pray that revival breakouts in Nigeria? You may not see them pray. But let's change the prayer point. Now, everybody bring out your sword. Now, everybody carry your knife. Let's go back to your village. Now you will pray like this. All the wishes in my father house, in my mother house, my stepmother, my stepbrother, anyone they are using, now let them begin to die. Now everybody will start praying. Because the beauty of religion is that they believe that if you die, they will become better. Because they are not after God. They are after using God to make themselves better than you. And so that's why when a religious person talks, he's coated with spiritual pride. You see, I just came from the Holy of Holies. I stayed with God for 40 days without food. And I mean, can't you see that God is so close to me? You know, religious people want to give you something that makes them feel like you are they are better than you. And guess what? They didn't only do it to you, they did it to Jesus. When Jesus came, Jesus began to expound scriptures to them. Brothers and sisters, Jesus talk reach one place. They no fit refute what Jesus talk. The only thing they can say is that he papa na carpenter. That's the problem with religion. They don't face the facts when you come with the evidence. When you provide the evidence, they begin to attack you. And that's why you must understand that true kingdom is not about attacking people. True kingdom is about expanding God. So Apostle Paul got to that junction. I don't kill enough people rich, but yet something is still empty on my inside. And God saw the emptiness. He said, "Me will help this guy. If not, this guy will die of sadism." I don't know why they call them Pharisee. Pharisee. They know they see anything where near you. Now things where they differ. You come, you don't get money to pay school fee. They say, "Sister, don't worry, heaven at last." They see the one where they differ. They know they see, say, you need God for your life. You come and tell them you are struggling with one issue or the other. They say, "Don't worry. Just try me, you know, go a fire." I mean, how can you be more concerned about going to heaven than bringing heaven here? Didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. God was in heaven enjoying the beauty all by himself. And then he looked at himself and all of his cabinets. How will I be this beautiful and it's only me that is enjoying it? I need to extend my beauty to the earth realm. And then he created Stephen Enoku. And you are telling me I should go back to meet him in heaven. He had another siada. He got everything he needed in heaven. But what he needed was people on earth that will look like him. So he created me. Now, as I day now, I day in the likeness of God. God in me, the hope of glory, filling my life here on earth. And all you can tell me is that heaven at last. You are telling me the wrong thing. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, he brought it down. So true religion, I'm talking about relationship with God, is that where he is, there am I. And look up, when Jesus said, where I am, there you will be also, he was not talking about a geographical location. He was talking about a spiritual reality. He said, right about now, see the way your life be. With all the money, everything you have, you are still looking like somebody that is depressed. But the Bible says, if we have joy in the Holy Ghost, he filled us with so joy. And that's why, look up. It doesn't matter what is happening outside us. There is always something happening on our inside. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. That's what people say, look at him. He just lost the wife. He just had miscarriage. He just lost his job. But here you come. I still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. The reason why religious people don't like you is because you don't make sense to them. And the reason why you don't make sense to them is because you are so much in love with the one that created you. Your identity is not what they say. Your identity is who your lover calls you. And as long as you are concerned, you have fellowship with him in the morning, so the love and relationship is building, is booming, is blossoming. I still got joy in chaos. So they are wondering why he doesn't have the things we have, but he's so joyful even more than us. Most of you don't understand that the reason why some of your classmates like you, it's not because you are beautiful, handsome, or tall. There is this serenity, this quietness that you exude whenever you show up. And the truth is this, it doesn't come from religion, because religion is always giving you question mark. Religion is always making your heart to beat if the trumpet sound. Are you sure you go to heaven if Jesus comes? Now, you know, they always give you questions that will make you go home and start thinking as if you keep fly or you keep mosquito and then you've committed murder. Religion has a way of making you feel that right now, if the trumpet sound, you will go to hell. But I call that devil a liar. You must understand that hell was not created for you and I. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. And you must understand what about the devil. The devil is an adversary. But me, I'm not an adversary. I'm a son. I'm an advancer of his kingdom. How will I advance his kingdom? And then he will throw me to the devil, who is an adversary. I did not cooperate with the devil. You must understand there are some things about God in your life. Stop allowing people to taunt your life. You are in God and you have been planted in him forever. 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 I like that scripture that he quoted that day during the interaction. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14. I mean, that scripture is so profound. For by one offering, he has perfected forever. He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. You are looking at me and you're wondering, what does it mean to be sanctified? Can I tell you what it means to be sanctified? To be sanctified means to be set apart for a cause that is holy and defined by a God that is holy. So what it means is this: the moment I carry my life, listen, the moment I don't carry my head, I don't carry matters my matter, it means I've been set apart. It means I have been chosen for a holy cause. And where he is, that's who I am. Who he is, that's who I'm becoming. So I don't care how you look at me. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. For when I fall, I rise again. The reason is because I am being sanctified. You must understand that the process is ongoing. So sometimes I will fall, but it does not make me a devil. Because the devil devil is a state. The devil is a personality. And the devil is a conclusion. But my life is not a conclusion. And that's why you have come to this camp to think you met the person you left last year. No. For the part of the jaws is like a shining light. It's shining. It's shining. I'm not where you left me. And when you come next year, you will not meet me there. For we are with unveiled face. We behold as in a glass. As we see, we are changed. So look at me with the eye of yesterday. He's looking at me with the wrong eye. Because there is an inworking going on within me. And that's why, for some of you listening to me, you are not coming to Congress 2025 as a steward. You will be coming as a pastor because a progress is taking place. Something is being added to your life. Listen, the reason why you are looking down on yourself is because you are looking far like a Pharisee. If you can look so closely, guy, God has worked on me. If you can look so closely, something is happening in me. I don't care what they say. I'm not where I used to be, sir. Something is happening. For everyone that appear unto him in Zion, something is happening. I'm an upgrade. Every new day that comes, I'm an upgrade. It's because he separated me from my mother's womb. When everybody was just releasing a sperm, I was not a sperm that was released. I was a creator that was dispatched. I was sent to my world for a purpose. So be religious as much as you can. But as far as I'm concerned, I am doing the work of he that sent me. Tell your neighbor, mind your business. Stop listening to the naysayers. Why would they make him a pastor? Who does he think he is? Chebi, I know him. I know how we taste that. And you know, that's the problem with religion. You know, if you see a religion mother in church and they make you a pastor, they'll be looking at you as that small piggy that they were cleaning pampers from. But I call that devil a liar. When the anointing comes on me, I am not just a man. I am a perfected man. I'm a perfected man. And the problem with you is this. You may be looking at me as that small boy that was running around your house with pants. But God is looking at me as that son that is bringing men into glory. It doesn't matter how they look at you. The problem is that you are even sponsoring their vision. You not get to where you are explaining. You go explain tire, no evidence. How you take one? So you mean you are the pastor of that church? You are the pastor of that church. They can't understand it. Because the only image they carry about that when you were 16, you were among those that were running after girls in the street. But they don't understand that the only thing that have changed in your life is that you came in contact with a friend. You came in contact with a father that is not just a father but a friend. And all of a sudden in his relationship with you, he started opening your eyes to things about you never knew. So all of a sudden, the places you used to go, you don't go again. All of a sudden, you begin to carry church in your head and they are wondering, where did they do this one? It's just they used to. Do you know some people think we are just using church to cover? But they don't understand that we are in a love relationship with a friend. We are not trying to keep laws on to maintain rituals. We are partners with him. The whole idea behind kingdom expansion is coming into oneness with God and doing the very things he himself can do on earth. In your space, wherever you are, both in your class, in your house, wherever you are. So it's not about going to heaven, it's about bringing heaven to your space. For the earnest expectation, they look forward to a manifestation. We are the revelation of everything God. So we are being sanctified. He said, and our perfection is not by our sacrifices. Religion tells you, God blessed you because you sacrificed. But relationship tells you, you do the better sacrifices. You're only a beneficiary. I mean, let's raise your head. Do you know that if you look critically into Abraham and Moses, you will realize that these people were not even perfect. It was God that made them perfect. That's why sometimes when I sit with the Muslims and the Buddhists and especially, yes, the Judaists and the Muslims, when I hear how Muslims paint God and Jesus and all of what they believe, and Abraham, especially Abraham, you know, they know a joke with Abraham. The same statement that Jesus made is the same statement I will make. If truly you knew Abraham, why will you not know me? Because God told Abraham, in thy seed. The literal statement by biology and English is supposed to be in thy seeds. Hello? Are you here? Because if you are saying, I'm going to be many, it's no longer singular. It's plural. So you are not going to say, in thy seed. You will say, in thy seeds. Because you will not be few. But you must understand that the writer of the dictionary, is God, is the one that created English. So when he's speaking English, you can't find it in any dictionary. Because now waiting in talk, now people they interpret, they explain for dictionary. So but many years later, Apostle Paul now explained it clearly. He said, when he was saying in thy seed, he was not referring to the biological sons. He was referring to one. And that one is Christ. So in reality, Abraham is glad that I am seeing the days I am seeing. Because he could not see it. He only spoke about it. But everything God spoke to Abraham, I am the physical expression. So what are we waiting for? Heaven? No. Tell your neighbor, dominion. Now wait till we lost with that one. That was what we lost. See that, sir? Do you know what we lost? Let me talk about dominion and then we'll pray. You can't rediscover kingdom expansion if you don't know where till you get before where you lost. There are only two classes of people on earth. Kingdom citizens and the religious. In God's perspectives, only two. You are either a kingdom citizen, a son. I was preaching to a Muslim. He said, how can I say I'm a son of God? Did God have wife? So how can you say Abraham is a friend of God? Is God a human? You know, there are a lot of questions they ask Jesus, and Jesus used questions to answer them. That's actually the code. Because those questions are not begging for answers. No, how many of you know when truly religious people are asking you some question, they are not expecting an answer? They are only asking the question to satisfy their internal curiosity, which in real sense can never be satisfied. Because real satisfaction does not come from the fact that others are better than you or you are better than others. Listen, God did not create us to compete with one another. God created us to partner together to establish his visible evidences on earth. That's why the greatest force on earth is a man with God united with other men with God. I think you should write that down and carry it for the rest of your life. Our division is Satan's excitement. Each time you are hating on another believer, Satan is excited. Because he's an author of confusion and chaos. But by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. By this, one scripture I don't get to forget Each time I come to church and I see the love and the togetherness that exists in the KDC family, one scripture always comes to mind. Behold how good and pleasant it is. Behold how good. So the greatest force on earth is a man in God partnering with another man in God. One will chase 1,000, but two will put 10,000. So religion is division. Religion is division. The most divisive people you can find on earth are religious people. They are always using for one thing to use. Tradit one thing. But guess what? The strength of kingdom is relationship. How? When I look at him, I see a shade of my father in him. So he said he has forever perfected us. But listen to this. In Hebrews chapter 2, bring it up. Hebrews 2. Verse 10 and 11. He said it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Now see the next verse, verse 11. He said, for both, look up. For both, he who sanctifies the man in relationship with God is the sanctified. And those who are being sanctified are all of one. You know what it means? You and Jesus share the same identity. The order that gave birth to Jesus is the order that gave birth to you. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost in the womb of Mary. You were not conceived in the womb of your mother, but you became born again. The first birth was the human one, but the second one was the conception. The only difference was that Jesus' own was in the womb of a woman, but your own was in the womb of destiny. That's why when you get born again, you go back to God and say, God, what would you have me to do? That's why you are in camp. You are not in camp to ask God for a job. A job can come. You are not even in camp to seek for God. Should I marry her or should I not marry her? No. But you are here to say, Lord, in the depth of time, what did you create me for? That bigger course, can you just flash a glimpse of it to my eyes? Because when that glimpse comes, you cannot know who to marry. When that glimpse comes, you cannot know where to put your hand and blessing will just be popping up like spring of living water. You cannot know, should I stay in Lagos? Should I stay in Abuja? Should I stay in Ofa? Things start making sense. Just one encounter. What would you have me do? There is a void on your inside. But that void is not asking for you to get married. That void is not saying you need to get more career progression. No. Sometimes filling the voids in your life with physical progress is like lifting yourself to meet more problems. Don't only hear what I said. I mean, there are some of us, if we had not made this much progress, we would have been able to handle some of the problems that lack of purpose discovery is bringing. But now, right now, you don't carry many things for head. And all the things where you carry, no clarity of purpose. So it's looking like heavy load in your life. And you are saying, God, where do I start from? But listen to this. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. God is not a Pharisee. God is a present help in times of trouble. He can turn your life like Naomi and give you sweet water at the latter age of your destiny. You may have missed it as a teenager. You may even have missed it as a young adult. But can I be sincere to you? If at all you made your way to this camp, you have not completely missed it. Because there is something about the release of the divine steps is that it rediscovery brings about recovery that guarantees elongation. You didn't hear what I said? Rediscovery provokes a recovery. In other words, your wasted years becomes meaningful years. There are some things you have gone through in your life and you think the devil has got the victory. But I came to remind you that the devil didn't give you life. He may have messed up with some of your decision-making process. But one thing I like about God is that he knows how to rewrite the story of our lives and include those ones that people called mess up and add message to it, and then we are preaching it to our generation. And then people are wondering, where is she coming from? Messed up, abused, despised, molested, bastardized, abandoned, but yet sanctified. And at that one night, they shake the devil. At that one, they cause problem for the court of heaven and hell. Because Satan is wondering that what is man that you are so mindful of him? I mean, a man that will promise you, I'll give you 10,000 when salary comes. And then salary comes, he forgets. It's when he has finished spending the money, he remembers that I promised God. And then goes to God and said, I love you. And yet God still says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. You see, sometimes Satan expects that when you mess up, God will put fire on your head. But the thing that gets him angry is that you mess up and God is waiting for you to come back like the father of the prodigal son. That thing, they bust the devil's bubble. That thing, they make devil the vex. Many of you don't know why the devil is angry with you. You think he's angry with you because you fail. He's not angry with you because you fail. He's angry because of the reaction of heaven. Heaven thought, you thought you fail, but heaven is waiting for her to come back. And when you show up, God add anointing to your anointing. And then you comes out the next day and they are looking at you. But we think, saying that guy don't fall. But I call the devil a liar because I am not sanctified by what you say. I am sanctified by the understanding of the divine calling upon my life. So when I sleep, it is the calling I see. And so that's why when I fall, the calling comes again and say, guy, you can't waste your life. And with the little strength I have, I still get up like Samson to keep pushing because I have been sanctified. It is better late than never. It is better late. So you came into this camp and you are wondering, can a mess up young lady like me still matter to God? Keep quiet. The prodigal son was more messed up than you. That guy, you know, the Bible did not say he went to a place where they were training dog, because dogs still get chicken to eat. You know those guys, those German shepherds, you know, they feed them with real chicken. They go to Mr. Biggs and then Chicken Republic and they come to cook and they gather chicken and give to them. The Bible didn't use dog. Are you with me? Are you with me? The Bible did not even use goat, because even goat can find a way to your compound and help you to put their nose into your hot burning food and they will still have something to it. When the Bible was to talk about where this guy got to, it was pig, pig, pig. That thing smells. That thing stinks. That thing, the things they used to feed, they grew them in mud. You know what God was trying to tell you? There is no mud that I can't bring you out from. Your parents are looking at you and are wondering what can come out from this girl. But I can't tell you something. They gave birth to you, but God is betting you in the spirit. And in case you don't know, the spirit is more powerful than the physical. I don't care what the devil has done with your life. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. Pastor, I don't even get womb. If God needed your womb, he wouldn't have allowed you to miss it. He wouldn't have allowed that womb to go. If he's still calling you in spite of your womblessness, it means he's setting you up for a testimony that will shake the fibers of your destiny. Because even women, when get womb, still not get speaking. Stop telling yourself that your case is worse. You came here for an encounter. Look at your life.
there is still hope. Some months ago, the Lord began to explain to me the mystery of the scent of water. And that's where I'm going to round up. Apostle Paul understood the scent of water. Cornelius. I told you I was going to tell you about a man called Cornelius. Good man, but yet there was still something in him that was looking for God. You see, look up, brother, look up, sister. Why is God always after your matter? Why is it always me? Why is it God? Why are you after my matter? Can I be sincere? There is a sincere part of you that wants him. And that's all he needs. True. You could have been sleeping in your room. You could have even collected the link. But you traveled through three rivers. Fuel became ₦1,000. Still, it didn't bother you. You carried all your salary and decided to travel down. There is still something about God on your inside. You could have been in your compass, but somehow you still drag yourself. Even when the gen was misbehaving and the heat was heating up, you were still singing praise to God. I put it to you, there is something about God on your inside. You could have been playing drums for those people that are singing for Beyonce. But somehow, you still want to go and play in an all night. And then you go there. One woman at the back is looking at your dada and says, see, this one is more issue. There is still something about God that you carry. Stay around the proximity. It will bust up very soon. He says, see her. She did go short, but see how she dressed. It doesn't really matter. But keep the scent of water close, because there is something about the sprouting of the scent of water. It just happened. Pa, pa, pa. And the next thing they see, that you that was a negative has suddenly become the envy of the world. They can't explain it. And let me be sincere to you. If people can explain the happenings of God in your life, that means you don't have a relationship with God. Because how do you explain it? A man that sanctioned the death of Stephen is publicly in the temple saying Jesus is Lord. Even religion could not understand it. Because a lot of you, listen, you are trying to convince your parents that now you are spiritual. You don't need to convince them. Stay spiritual. Your fruit will make them know that something has changed. Killing people. Now, the same person he was killing is the same person he's preaching about. That's the perfect definition of an encounter. There were some of us, when we started, we used to pick meat inside pot. As a matter of fact, if we want to lie, we can fabricate lie better than lawyers, even though we don't have all the textbooks that they read. And then the day we came back and started singing, holy, holy, holy. And then we told our parents that, see, the way I used to live before, all the bad things I used to do, I do them no more. Even your mom will begin to scorn at you. Say, see this one. No, check him. 1 week. We know. But look at it. 1 week has passed. 2 weeks have passed. 2 years have passed. Yes, you rise and fall, but the fire is still there. The scent of water is what is keeping you. We're not going to quit. Some days the pressure becomes much and we say, God, I don't think I can do this thing. But we wake up in the morning and we are making patakatayataya. We don't know how the tongue came, but it came by the scent of water. We are not quitting. Knock us down, we get back again, because we didn't call ourselves. Something was bettered on our inside, and as long as that thing is there, it was a life. You can't kill it. They carried him and said, we'll kill him. Now, basket, the guy to escape. To the point, he stood before the king, Agrippa, He said, King, I'm not ready to dispute. He began to recount the Damascus experience. And there was something he said, and that is the burden for this camp. He said, I took a pass to Damascus, but on my way to Damascus, something changed. I was not expecting it, but the thing was too strong. It knocked me to the ground. He said, all of a sudden, a light shined. He said, the people that were with me, they saw the light, but they did not hear the voice. Because sometimes when you come into a crowd like this, everybody may be seeing the beauty of the hall, but there is something in your heart that's saying, God, I want more. They saw the light, but they didn't hear the voice. The voice was the symbol of commissioning. The Lord said, I should tell someone, you have been commissioned already. All you need is a confirmation in your spirit. And that's why, look, you've been trying. Remember how many times you say, I will not go to church again. You stayed for 6 months, you didn't go to church. On the seventh month, you found yourself in church. Who did this? Jesus. It was the scent of water. Because God does not do bad business. Those times you were knocked down, those times people abused you and molested you, God was washing them because it was part of the mess that we conclude the message. And so while you were weeping and crying and said, oh God, just strike me dead. God said, I can't strike you. Don't pray that prayer. I remember Tunde Bakari said, he told God, he said, God, the next time I toast a woman, strike me with leprosy. The next day, he went to toast three. And he said, see, because God is so wise, he uses the foolishness of this world to confirm the wise. Several times, you have said, God, kill me, and yet you wake up. Katapayata, shiko, tekepalakataya. All the shams are in your phone. You don't wonder why you keep getting them. You don't wonder why you keep going after church friends. Most guys that are coming after you, bad boys, but you just don't know. You don't grieve for them. The scent of water is still there. Keep coming. Keep coming. Just keep coming. Just like you came. This might just be. This might just be where it all makes sense. So some of us got to a point where it all began to make sense. Okay, so that was why I was a liar. So that was why I was a masturbator. So that was why I was always sleeping around with men. Now you can't even sleep, even if they want you to sleep. If people can explain the happenings of God in your life, that means it's not God. How do you explain it? The killer now preaching for the one he was killing. It can only be a divine conspiracy. And by the dew of heaven, and by the place called Adullam, may that dew descend on men tonight. Stand up on your feet. In this camp, may that dew fall. You see, it explains everything. It's like a man on an helicopter. If we ask you to draw offer right now, you may just draw the picture of your street. But when you take a drone or you go into a helicopter, you begin to see the, we call it landscape. Have you seen someone snap the picture of Ileoluji, your village? And then you see it on Facebook, it's looking like California. It's all about the perspective. So God said, son, these ones have not come because you invited them. These ones have come because I want to cast a perspective over their lives. You will sleep and God will begin to explain why that guy broke up with you 4 years ago. To begin to make sense. You will sleep and he will begin to explain to you why your dad hates you this much. The message will be going on and he will be explaining to you why that contract was a disappointment. The one who formed is the only one that can explain to us all the expressions in our life. So if my beginning be small,
lift your hands and pray the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands and pray in the Spirit. The Lord said, it will all begin to make sense. Come on, pray. There is a fresh fire here. Let's turn it up. Pour it out. Pour it out. There is a purging already going on. You don't need to wait for another call. The word of God has come to you. Pour it out. Cry if you can. Weep if you can. Sob if you can. But it's all going to make sense. It's all going to make sense. Everybody, pour out your hearts to him. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. Lord, this is me. Even if I will pretend before anyone, I can't pretend before you. Kabayata. Ketapayata yata. Hey! Everybody, cry out. Say, Lord, let it all make sense. Let it all begin to make sense. If it is purging I need in this camp, purge me. If it is clarity I need in this camp, give me clarity. If it is light, yes, yes, the purifier is here. Yes, yes, the cleanser is here. Maybe there are still pains in your heart. Maybe there are still struggles in your mind. Begin to ask that the Lord will purge you. Come as a purifier. Kataya takataya. Ekotopali katapaleata. Ikenemene kutu. This is me. See, if there is any prayer I want you to pray, just say, Lord, this is me. Just say, this is me. I don't know how you would do it. This is me. I know sometimes I pretend as if all is well, but Lord, this is me. This is me.
There are some things I can't even explain. Everybody pray. Fire is in this hall. Kapayata. Elekondopo. Ikambaya. Kaya kaya. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Cry out. Cry out. The purifier is going around this hall. See, you don't need to wait. The next day of the camp, it can stand right here. Shayadaya, Shele Kalayadaya Daya.
You have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovemercy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovemercychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.